You are listening to a sermon preached at the First Christian Church of St. Ignatius in St. Ignatius, Montana. For more information, you can visit us at www.firstchristiansti.org.
All right, good morning. Okay, so let me start by saying normally when I know I'm preaching, I make sure I wear a tie. But when I got up this morning and the thermometer read -8, I went, it's a sweater day, so bear with me. We're going to keep going. We're going to stay with the parables just like we have been. So go ahead and turn to Matthew chapter 13, and we'll pick up in verse 44. Give everybody a chance to get there. Verse 44 says, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up on the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in baskets, but threw the bad fish away. This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where they will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things?" Jesus said. "Yes," they replied. He said to them, "Therefore, every teacher of the law who has been instructed about the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who brings out of his storeroom new treasures as well as old." As we've worked our way through these parables, Jesus has been delivering a message, each one of them building on the last, each one of them leading to what he says here at the end. In verse 44, when he talks about the kingdom of heaven being like a treasure hidden in a field, when he describes the man who finds this treasure, he's not talking about a man who's out looking for treasure. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about a man who's out about his normal business. He's out doing what he would do any other day. I don't know what that is. Maybe he's a worker in a field. Maybe he's a salesman. Maybe he's a tax collector. It doesn't say, nor does it really matter. What it says is when he finds this treasure, the treasure being the kingdom of heaven, the treasure being the message that God has for him, the things that God has for him, when he finds it, he's filled with joy. He hides it again back in the field where he found it. Then he runs and he disperses everything he has. He sells everything he has. He gives up everything he has so that he can go back and own that field. He wasn't looking for that treasure, but now that he knows where it is, now that he knows that it's hidden there and available for him, he will give up whatever it was he was, a worker in a field, a tax collector, a salesman, whatever. He will give that up to own, to possess that treasure and everything around it and that goes with it. The message there is simple. When we stumble upon Christ, when we stumble upon God, because we're not always out there looking like we should be, but when we find Him, it is our responsibility to put aside everything else that encumbers us from owning and being a part of that. That becomes what we are. He became the owner of that field. He became the owner of that treasure. He became responsible for it. Forsaking everything else to have it. In verse 45, he says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for a fine pearl. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. You see, the first man wasn't looking for it, wasn't searching for it, and he found it, but he recognized what was there, the treasure, and had to own it. This man is like many of us. He's out searching. He knows inside something is missing. He knows what he's looking for, but he doesn't know where he's going to find it. He doesn't know exactly what it's going to be. He just knows. In fact, to begin with, it says pearls, plural, many things. He's looking for lots of them to fill this void, to fill this gap, to fill this need. But when he found the one of great value, he again goes and gets rid of everything that encumbers him from owning it. Everything that keeps him from having it. He removes that and he buys the one pearl of great value. He pours everything in to it. Again, the message is clear. For those of us that find ourselves seeking answers, for those that find ourselves stumbling around in the dark, lost and confused and going, what is this thing that I need that fills this void? When we find it, when we find Christ, when we find God and His Word and what He has for us, we are to pour everything into it. Now, does that mean we're going to run home and sell our houses and sell all of our possessions and quit our jobs? Not likely. No. But we are to pour all of that in to having what God has in store for us. Our homes are to be open and be an inviting place where God can do His will in it through us. Our jobs, when we go to work and stand shoulder to shoulder people with working, should be about His will and showing what we have found, what we have sought and found, everything about it, what we earn, how we treat one another, like all the songs that we sang today, like the message that Bill had for us at communion, all of it should be about that pearl that we have found. It's our prized possession. It holds the place of most honor. Everything we do, everything we earn, everything we work for pours back into it. He goes on, and he's done this. After each one of his parables, he's done this. He tells another one. It says, once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. Remember, a few weeks ago when I started, we talked about the seeds being cast, and there were all kinds of different seeds that went out. This catches all kinds of fish. Remember, last week when I spoke, we talked about the harvest and the seeds that were planted and what grew up, and that there were weeds in there. There was both weeds and wheat, good and bad. Each time he comes back to this so that we don't miss the point. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up on the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in baskets and threw the bad away. It's very simple. There's good and there's bad, and those things will be intermixed and together. They will be blended together. When he casts the net, he casts it for everything and everyone. When he spread the seed, he spread the seed to everyone. When he grew the harvest, he grows the harvest for everyone. But there will be those involved that ignore it. There will be those involved that don't put everything they have into what they found by accident or by searching. There will be those that ignore it. There will be those that don't make it their prized possession, that don't make it the sole thing that they work for, that they don't pour every aspect of their lives into it. And let's face it, even those of us in here who are seeking to do that, we fall short. But he's saying, pay attention. Pay attention, because just because the net was cast in the place where the fish all gather, sounds like a building, doesn't it? Just because it was cast there and pulled in doesn't mean everything inside that net is good. Doesn't mean everything inside that net will be kept. He says, this is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace where they'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then Jesus asks his disciples, as he does quite often, do you understand? Are you listening? Are you paying attention to what I'm telling you? And they say, yeah. Yeah, we get it. Yeah, we understand. We're right there with you. All of it made perfect sense. We don't need you to explain it any further. So in reply to that, he does what he always does. He tells them one more parable. Therefore, every teacher of the law who has been instructed about the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who brings out of his storeroom new treasures as well as old. Now, he's referring very directly to the Pharisees. He's referring very directly to all those that come and listen to him speak, because all of them are familiar with what we call the Old Testament. All of them are familiar with the prophets and the law, as Bill talked about during communion. They were all familiar with that. They had that to build on, to grow on, to understand and to use. They could bring that forth from their storeroom and say, yeah, but it says, yeah, but we were told, and this is what we're looking for, and this is what we're expecting, and this is how we should live, and this is what we should do. And he says, yes, great. But bring forth the new as well, because I'm standing right in front of you and you're not getting the picture. He says, I'm right here giving you further instruction, not abolishing the law, but building on it. Not telling you to ignore it, but grow from it. Look at the treasure right in front of you. Some of you aren't seeking it right now because you think you've got it all figured it out. But it's right here in front of you. Pay attention to it. Some of you are seeking it because you're lost and confused. But I'm right here in front of you. And these things that I'm teaching you and telling you, he says, bring them forward as well. I'm glad you understand. Use it, is what he says. All throughout these parables, he's trying to tell them, he's trying to explain to them to seek, to follow, to find him, to listen to what he says, to apply it to their lives, to live as such. Don't just quote it. Don't just repeat it. Don't just say it. Live it. Because at the end, either the seeds have taken root or they haven't. In the end, you'll either bear fruit, his or your own, and be harvested as such, in the end, you'll either be a good fish or a bad one. Every last bit of that requires us to read these parables and to seek His truth in them. To read His Word, where we hear about His miracles and His power, and to seek His truth in that and what that means in our lives. Every last bit of it means it's not about this building. It's about each and every one of us as the body of Christ having this truth and this message, bringing it out of our storehouse and making it available to everybody else. If we're not doing that, then when He says, "Have you understood all these things?" then we do not get to answer yes. Each and every one of us in here has a time when we have to come to a decision. And that decision is, are we seeking Christ? Are we willing to accept Him as our Lord and Savior? Are we willing to sacrifice everything, sell it, go in our joy, and get rid of it so that it doesn't stand between us and Him? Or not? Many of you in here have already made that decision and given your lives to Christ. Some haven't. If you've already made that decision, I would encourage you, as I've been doing with myself lately, to examine what fruit you bear. Yours or His? If you haven't made that decision, I would encourage you not to waste time. I would encourage you to take the opportunity to seek Him if you haven't done that yet. Or if you've been presented with a treasure that you haven't looked for, to grab hold of it quickly. And if you feel led to do that now, now is the time to come forward to confess your faith in Him and be baptized. Let's stand and sing our last song.